I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, we will remember Geraldine Ferraro. She was the first woman to be nominated for national office on a major party ticket. She died over the weekend, and we will tell you about her path-breaking career. But first, we go to Miami, which is struggling once again with an issue that has been a source of tension in that city, as well as many others around the country, police-involved shootings. In the past 8 months, 7 men have been shot dead by Miami police officers. All of the deceased were African-American. 2 of those men were reportedly unarmed. The shootings have sparked outrage in Miami's black inner-city communities and prompted calls for investigations, and some officials are demanding that Miami Police Chief Miguel Esposito resign. The tension around the shootings comes against a backdrop of an historically troubled relationship between Miami's African-American communities and its majority Hispanic police force. All of the officers involved in the recent shootings are Hispanic. In a few minutes, we will hear from Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, who is calling on the Justice Department to launch a civil rights probe into the incidents. But first, we wanted to hear from the chief himself. Miami Police Chief Miguel Esposito is on the line with us from his office in Miami. Chief, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Michelle. Glad to be here with you.
And in the spirit of full disclosure, I think I should mention that 6 members of my family are members of the New York, or have been members of the New York City Police Department. I don't know if that's relevant, but I thought I'd mention okay. It if it is. Chief, may I ask you, do you think there's a problem?
Well, anytime our officers are involved in any kind of discharge of firearm, there's always a concern on the part of the department, regardless of what the situation is.
And so?
There's a problem, but I think that one of the things that's been said that I think is not totally accurate is the community hasn't come out and protesting the police. This is, you're talking about one group, 50 people is what the most they've gotten in some of these rallies. But we have tremendous support in the African-American community, as we do in all the communities of Miami.
So if there's a problem, what is the problem?
Well, the problem has been that, you know, when I first took over as police chief, that community came to me and asked, basically begged that we do something about the violent crimes in their neighborhood. Children couldn't go out in the street because they were being shot by stray bullets. Innocent people were being hit, and they begged us to go into that neighborhood and do something about it. And that's exactly what we've done. Apparently, we're not doing enough. We had another shooting this weekend where an 8-year-old child was struck and her mother as they were leaving their home. And obviously, we're still concerned about the violence in that community.
What do you have an opinion about why these shootings have occurred? Is it that you feel that the individuals involved were what, not compliant or what?
That's been part of the problem. I mean, I can't get into the specifics of the cases, but in some cases, people are not compliant with orders from the officers. In other cases, people were heavily armed.
But what about the 2 individuals who were not armed or in which no weapons were found?
Well, like I said, I don't want to get into specifics, but part of the problem is noncompliance. And the officer, we have a community that's been very violent. 2 officers from an adjoining municipality came into our city to arrest someone, and they were shot and killed a couple of months ago in the same communities where these shootings have taken place.
Can I just ask you, though, there was a hearing last week, a public hearing into the shootings. The City of Miami Commission held these hearings. You were there. You heard from Sheila McNeil, who testified about the death of her 28-year-old son, Travis. He was shot after being pulled over for reckless driving, and this was what she had to say, and I'll just play a short clip, and I know that you've heard this before, but for those who have not, here it is.
I just feel mistreated in so many ways by these people who are sworn to protect and serve us. I have grandchildren that I've always taught, if you're ever in any trouble, you find yourself an officer, and he'll help you, baby. Now these same kids are coming to me and asking me questions about what happened to their uncle. They hear the news. We don't openly talk about what happened around them because I do not want them to lose respect for the law. All policemen are not bad. But just like any other profession, you have good and you have bad people in it. This guy who killed my son, I don't know what happened. Was he afraid or what happened? But you can't tell me my son did anything to provoke his death.
Is that reasonable for someone in these circumstances to want to know the full circumstances? And are you planning to address her questions at some point?
Well, once the case has been vetted through the state attorney's office, she will get full disclosure. But One thing I do not want to do is jeopardize our case by going out, and I could be egotistical and get all this pressure off me and go out and tell you everything I know about these cases, but that would be very irresponsible on my part, because the last thing I want to do is jeopardize one of these cases and have a bad cop if one of these shootings turns out to be an unjustified shooting and they walk because I chose to be irresponsible and come out and make comments about these cases.
The mayor has called for your resignation. I understand that this decision is actually in the hands of the city manager. But can you continue to lead the department when you don't have the confidence of the city's chief executive?
Well, there's a story behind the story. The mayor was very supportive of us during the first few shootings, and so was the commissioner for that area. And last year, we did some gambling machine operations in that area, and it involved organized crime. Actually, it's called the Corporation. It's a major organized crime group out of New York that's been involved in dozens of murders and firebombing of businesses. Well, some of those individuals supported the mayor financially for his bid to run for office. And I sent a letter to the mayor with copies to the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI telling him, do not interfere with these operations, because he was ordering them stopped. And that's when everything soured between the mayor and I.
Will you please keep us informed, Chief, of what your plans are next? We'd like to follow this story.
Well, I certainly do not plan on leaving. I can't get into the details, but as I mentioned, the letters were sent to the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office because clearly the mayor was interfering with the operation of our police department.
Miguel Exposito is Chief of the City of Miami Police Department. He was kind enough to join us from his office at police headquarters in Miami. Chief, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.